Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents The Origin of Me, written by Bernard Galati, narrated by Thomas Larkin. All rights reserved. Start here. According to family law, exactly 40 weeks after my father won the prestigious and fiercely contested Gravy Log pet food account for his advertising agency, I was born. Whether his victory had inspired the little guys to swim harder, or it had more to do with the favourable new position my parents had found themselves in, is a disputed element of the story. But the date of my birth is not. It was the 12th of February, the same day that Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin were born. I know. Incredible. Three illustrious figures sharing a birthday. My parents couldn't decide between Abe and Charlie, so they settled on Lincoln. On the origin of the little brown spot, I'm more dubious. I'd neither seen nor felt the thing at the base of my spine before turning 15 last year. But when I visited Dr. Finster, he said it was a birthmark. I wasn't about to ask my mother if it had always been there. She would have asked for a look. The doctor reassured me the matter would remain strictly confidential and urged me to return if I noticed any changes. Over the following months, its development was gradual enough to deny. Until late last year, when my first and only girlfriend, Nicole Parker, inadvertently touched the tiny nub. Her crushing reaction set off a series of events that resulted in me being torn from my old public school on Sydney's northern beaches and transplanted into a private institution in the eastern suburbs. Today marks the end of my first week at Cressfield Academy for the exceedingly gifted and dangerously privileged. If Auntie Beryl filled her tank with unleaded petrol at $1.65 a litre and stopped once on her way from Sydney to Dubbo, how much would it cost Uncle Barry to reach Coonabarabran if he drove twice as fast in his V8? Today, Mr. Monaro wrote that and nine other absurdly challenging questions on the board and barred us from leaving until we'd solve them. All I could think about was the fact that Uncle Barry wasn't helping to reduce global warming. I chewed my pen and waited for inspiration. Nothing came except the taste of ink, so I prayed for a small natural disaster to pull me out of the room. The answer arrived in the form of Tibor Mintz, who'd been performing the role of my personal orientation buddy with excessive enthusiasm all week. He approached Monaro and whispered something behind a cupped hand. Monaro nodded and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?